Weather conditions across the Midwest this week will be a bit better than what we've been seeing in the past week to 10 days, with less frequent precipitation expected and an opportunity for a little more field work to advance. The outlook does not bring completely dry weather to the region, and so because of that, we'll still see somewhat of a sluggish movement in the fields, but nevertheless, we'll see more progress than what has occurred recently. The first of two frontal systems will be pushing through the region today. This system will generate some scattered showers across the heart of the Midwest. Almost all of this precipitation will be centered on areas from Missouri to Wisconsin and Michigan, and it will linger into the day tomorrow. Precipitation over the 2 days will probably run mostly in the range of, about a tenth of an inch to three quarters of an inch. Most areas will see less than a half inch of moisture on this event. And again, the area from Missouri to Wisconsin, Michigan will be most favored. The precipitation will diminish considerably as it tries to move further to the east, and that will take place as we get into midweek this week. In the wake of this event will be another couple of days of dry and relatively warm weather, and then we're going to see a new frontal system come into the region. Now, this new frontal system will be the one that really has a little bit more meaning for the region. We'll expect temperatures to turn notably colder behind it, and will likely pick up on some additional rainfall along the frontal boundary itself. And the precipitation will not last long, but it will be a little bit more significant than what we see earlier this week. That frontal system will be in the western Corn Belt on Wednesday into Thursday. It'll be in the eastern Belt Thursday into Friday. Moisture totals will likely run, it'll probably run a couple tenths of an inch to something upwards to around three-quarters of an inch most often, with the exception of the upper Mississippi River Basin, portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe northeastern Iowa, where there could be some heavier amounts of precipitation of the order of a half to an inch and a quarter, maybe even an inch and a half in a couple of locations. But the rest of the Midwest really doesn't do very well, mostly a tenth to three-quarters of an inch, and a lot of it will be a half inch or less. The frontal system will come and go quickly, and so will the cold. We'll be looking for the cold air to settle into the Midwest or immediately following this frontal system, and the temperatures will be notably cooler. And until we get to that point, it's going to be unusually warm across the Midwest for the next 2 or 3 days. We'll be looking at afternoon temperatures working their way through the 60s and 70s today, reaching a peak probably as we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and maybe Thursday in the eastern Midwest, when we'll see temperatures in the 70s and 80s across a big part of the region. Now, cooling will begin to show itself in the northwest on Wednesday. That'll be in the Dakotas, northwestern portions of Minnesota. And as we move into Thursday and Friday of this week, we'll like to see the cooler air move across a big part of the Midwest. So when we get to the end of the week and into the weekend, high temperatures will be limited to the 40s and 50s across the region, maybe even a few 30s in the far northwest. And we'll look for low temperatures at night at that point in time, dropping off to the 20s and 30s over a big part of the western and northern Midwest. Temperatures in portions of the northern U.S. plains have a chance of getting down close to 10 degrees or maybe a little bit cooler after the snow accumulates, especially in parts of Montana, and that'll be the coolest air. We'll also see frost and freezes reaching down into parts of West Texas eventually, or probably late this week. That'll bring an end to the growing season to some of the cotton areas down there. That'll be beneficial in helping to defoliate some of the crop. Meanwhile, back across the Midwest, our temperatures will be turning cooler as well. As I mentioned before, our low temperatures at night will probably slip back into the 20s and 30s for the most part when the cold air is firmly in place. The cold doesn't last for too terribly long. We should see at least some warming take place next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.